USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is continuing to emphasize the immigration issue on Twitter. He cut off aid to three Central American countries and is calling on Mexico to stop the influx of immigrants coming into the U.S. He made the repeated threats this week to shut down the U.S. border with Mexico.
We'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games. Mexico has to stop it.
There's a very good likelihood that I'll be closing the border next week, and that'll be just fine with me.
A closure of the southern border could affect legal ports of entry, where more than $550 billion of goods are traded between Mexico and the U.S. each year. Political scientist Mark Jones says this could make the problem worse.
If they could do more to essentially align themselves with the United States on this policy, they would. They simply don't have the resources and don't have the capacity to do so.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Actress, activist, and United Nations Special Envoy Angelina Jolie has delivered the keynote speech for a UN gathering to address UN peacekeeping and civilian protection. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Jolie, who co-founded the Preventing Sexual Violence and Conflict, says every country that prides itself on human rights and liberty should engage beyond its borders.
A country that believes that all men and women are born free and equal cannot be true to itself if it doesn't defend those principles for all people.
Weather forecasters are predicting a nor'easter early next week. They say there might even be some spring snow in some places. Meteorologist Richard Band says there also could be some flooding.
If the storm takes a western track, places like New Jersey where it's been wet and they've had a lot of snow melt to worry about, there could be some flooding. If the storm takes a little track further to the east, probably not.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A warning has been issued to Russia and any other country that supports the Nicolas Maduro regime in Venezuela. John Clemens reports.
That warning was first issued by President Trump that Russia had to get out of Venezuela. Then another warning was made during a briefing at the State Department by Elliot Abrams, the special envoy for Venezuela.
I would just say that we have options, and that I think it would be a mistake for the Russians to think they have a free hand here. They don't.
After Russian troops were sent to Venezuela, the White House declared that action posed a direct threat to the region's security. I'm John Clemens.
People who regularly cross the southern border with Mexico are worried about President Trump's threat to close the border down. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
President Trump threatening to close down the border between the United States and Mexico if Mexico doesn't stop migrant caravans from reaching the U.S. Speaking from the Hidalgo, Texas port of entry, Chris Leach discusses how he, like many people, live in Mexico and work in the United States.
Every day at Anzandula's Bridge, sometimes that line for people coming from Mexico to go to the States can be up to 2 hours long, just to give you an idea of how many people are crossing to go to work.
The president says he could close the border as early as this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.